Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is going to be The Straight Arrow. It's brought to you by, well, go to otrwesterns.com/army. Again, otrwesterns.com/army, and see if you can help, and I would appreciate it. Let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Straight Arrow. Make sure you do listen to these in order. Not that it really has any falling back on the previous one, but you do want to hear all of them. Again, Straight Arrow, original air dates June 7th, 1951. Episode 288, and the title is Eagle's Claw. Now, this one only shows to be about 13 minutes long, so it's probably not the whole episode, but I do hope you enjoy.
Call it the Brett Mysterio Lich, full of power and powerful good.
Yes, sir. That's Nabisco Shredded Wheat, Packy. You see, Nabisco Shredded Wheat is made from pure whole wheat, a real power-building food. You take one of those big golden brown biscuits, put it in a bowl, add milk and sugar, and partner, there's real eating. It'll help fill you with the energy you need to ride the range from morning till chow time.
My sassafras, you're right. That's why we load up the buckboard with Nabisco shredded wheat every time Mesquite, Molly, and me go for vittles.
Always make sure you get the Niagara Falls package, Packy. That's the original shredded wheat. Nabisco shredded wheat. The breakfast cereal that's full of power and powerful good. Outside the Kiowa village, Straight Arrow has found Fast Runner, son of the old chieftain.
Well, Fast Runner, I have spoken.
You say I must try to capture live eagle.
He who captures the eagle wears the bonnet of the chief. It must not be Undaga.
It is not easy to capture the eagle.
You must try.
But the Great Spirit...
I have already told you, Fast Runner. That fallen tree, the broken rawhide, the balancing rock... This was not the work of Manitou, the Great Spirit. It was the work of men, of bad men.
Ghana, Slake?
They have spoken bad counsel into the ears of Undaga. He has listened to them. You must listen to me.
Try to capture Eagle. Straight Arrow, I will. I will try.
Until Eagle comes. Eagle sees rabbit and swoop down. When he does, you seize him. You reach up with bare hands and seize him. It is not easy to capture Eagle.
Hey, now. You ain't getting the wind up, are you? That pie's tender ever since we clapped eyes on that Straight Arrow Comanche. You've been acting nervous as a cat that sniffs a catamount.
The Comanche is bad medicine.
Oh, what's the difference? Fast Runner's already been buffaloed into giving up any. That leaves just you and... Hey, what's that?
Whoa.
Something's going on in the center of the village, Donner.
Yeah. Engine drums. And a dancing.
Boss, look who's there.
I am looking. Fast Runner, Straight Arrow, and that gent that outdrew you last night. Now, what's going on?
He's the preparation.
Preparation for what?
For Fast Runner. He has changed his mind. Tomorrow, he too will try to capture Eagle.
Hey, Undaga! Hey, blast your hide! Hey.
Off he went, without even a bye early.
Yes, Lee.
I don't like it, boss.
Went right off. Well, that means one thing, Slake. We can't count on Undaga.
He won't go through with it?
Oh, sure, they said. He'll make a try tomorrow. He won't help us get rid of Fast Runner.
But if Fast Runner captures his eagle before Undaga does...
He won't, Slick.
But daughter.
Because I got me an idea.
Better be good.
Now listen. There's buffalo out on the prairie.
Buffalo?
Yeah, plenty of them. There won't be anybody out with the eagle fists are going to be judged. But on Dagger and Fast Runner.
Yeah. Go on.
Now, if the buffalo stampede across one of them pits, and Dagger won't help us get rid of Fast Runner. Maybe he won't have to. Maybe Fast Runner's going to be finished off just like that.
Morning, eh, Straight Air?
Yes, Packy. Undaga and Fast Runner stand beside the council fire. We can see them clearly from here. The two of them and the medicine man. The ceremony is almost over.
Drums will stop.
Quiet, my brother.
Fast Runner, Undaga. I am Mr. Fast. Eagle fits have been dug out of a prairie. Eagle rides the sky. The one who captures the eagle throws the bars of the chief of the Kiowa. Now go. Go. And may Manitou, the great spirit, go with you.
There they go, Straight Air. Both of them all alone.
Yes, Packy.
And the rest of the tribe stays behind. Why, Cactus, I know one thing. I'd sure hate to be crouching down inside a deep pit dug in the earth, waiting for an eagle to swoop down with them sharp claws. Waiting to grab an eagle with my bare hand.
Got the old Dutch Lake?
Yeah, down there. They stepped into the pits an hour ago. There's the eagle. Just come into view, floating there up in the sky.
Fast Runners. Off there to the right.
Yeah, huh? That little rise with a bare patch on it. Lucky them pits are separated good. Donner, that eagle's going to swoop mighty soon.
Yeah, there he is. Come on. Eat up, boy. Oh,
yeah, come on.
Them buffalo will start easy, Slake.
Yeah.
Don't push them too fast, too soon. Right. Just start them rolling, Savvy. You swing them toward Fast Runner little by little. But by the time they hit the rise, they'll be moving fast. Tons of buffalo, sharp hoofs and all. The earth will give way. They'll crash right down on top of Fast Runner. Right down on top.
Sure is peaceful out here, Stringer.
Do not move from this cover of brush, Packy. The eagle has sharp eyes.
Tino been drifting around. When's he going to make up his mind?
Fast Runner is ready.
So is Undago. If the eagle decides to go for his bait, ain't a blessed thing Fast Runner can do about it.
It is an even contest, Mahoney. That is all anyone can... Packy.
Straight air. Ground's beginning to shake. Seems to me I hear something like...
Buffalo, look.
By Cactus, they're on the prod. They're heading this way.
No, Mahoney. Not toward us. They head toward Fast Runner.
Toward Fast Runner. But he's not paying any mind. He's huddled inside that pit. He's got all his attention fixed on that eagle.
Packy, there is no time to lose. We must turn the buffalo.
But we can't. Once you're on the prod...
We must. Your guns and my arrows. We must turn them back. Hurry. Up, courage.
Get up there. Paint horse. Kalima!
Side by side, red man and white gallop out of the brush cover, heading straight toward the oncoming herd of buffalo.
Oh! That ain't no use, Straight Air.
Wait at them, Mahoney. Keep firing.
Aye. Buffalo. Buffalo are dropping all over, but the rest keep coming on.
Turn them. They must turn.
They go, they're swinging off. They're swinging wide to the right. We get it, Straight Arrow. We turn them. Fire of all the blessed luck. We're fast runner dead in line, and that Straight Arrow commanding his partner busted out of nowhere. turned the buffalo off just enough to miss. Just enough.
Well, nobody's got any idea it was us. The bird raised a cloud of dust, and we were hidden from sight. But we still got a chance.
Yeah, like what?
Well, like Gundaga catching the first eagle prince. There's no reason why not. What?
We're not fools, either one of you.
Donner, the Comanche. He put it out.
Look who's with him.
Yeah, that's Jen on the spotted pony. Fast runner. Gundaga.
That's a slick. Over your guns. Over your guns.
No, you don't. Oh.
And you also, Slate, keep your hands high.
Easy, rat man. Don't let that arrow loose. Easy.
You are done. Both of you. Finished. You will go to jail.
Undaga was in this with us. Undaga was...
Yes, white man. Undaga was, but no longer.
Huh?
I listened to bad counsel. I will leave my tribe. I will go from village of the Kiowa. That is my punishment.
Perhaps someday you will be allowed to return, Undaga. Is that not so, Eagle Claw?
That is so, Straight Arrow.
Eagle Claw? His name is Fast Runner.
He has taken a new name, Donner.
A new name?
Yes, I have.
Donner, he's captured an eagle.
I have captured the eagle. I am new chief of my tribe. I wear the bonnet of my father. The eagle fought bravely. Here, on my hand, he left the mark of his claw. On my hand. Now I have a new name to be called by. Eagle Claw. Eagle Claw, chief of the Kiowa.
Maybe you boys and girls who are planning vacation trips this summer will be traveling a long way from home. But you don't have to go farther than your own breakfast table to find the tastiest, toastiest wheat cereal you ever popped in your mouth. No, sir, all you have to do is reach in that Niagara Falls package of Nabisco shredded wheat for one of those pure whole wheat biscuits. Put it in a bowl, top it with milk and sugar and berries. Good. You bet it is. And swell for you, too. Because Nabisco shredded wheat is made from pure whole wheat. A real energy-giving food. Full of what it takes to help keep you going in high gear all morning. So don't forget, next time you go to the grocer's for mother, get Nabisco shredded wheat in the package with a picture of Niagara Falls. Adventures of the Old West. Ride with Straight Arrow. And remember, Nabisco, Nabisco is the name to know. For a breakfast you can't beat, eat Nabisco shredded wheat. Listen again Tuesday, same time, same station, for another adventure with Straight Arrow. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for Sky King, which follows over most of these stations immediately. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.